Yeah, but don't forget that Big 12 contract is, quote, just as good as anybody else's,
exactly.
End quote. It's just that the numbers are smaller. It's just that it's not got as much money in it.
That's right.
But it's as good as anybody's.
Yeah, that's right. I think the Big 12's is worth about $3 billion,
sure.
Like the new Pac-10 one is.
Yeah, because we got Iowa State, after all.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right.
USA.
That'll be a great trivia question.
Uh-huh.
Name the cities where the schools are in the 10-member Big 12. That'll be great.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, did y'all, did you see the we have these flashing signs on the highway that say lane closed, lane closed, lane mm-hmm. closed, and they drag them into the construction site, and then they program them for what they need, and they flash so that you know that something's happening. So did you see the ones on the way down to Galveston? Was this in the paper or on TV? Somebody apparently hacked into the sign.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it flashed zombies on mainland.
Oh, that's great.
And a sign hacked.
Oh, that's good.
And a sign hacked in downtown Houston in March read poop.
Uh-huh.
Officials say that the pranksters face a $500 fine if caught.
Oh, yeah, if caught.
If caught. So we'll see. Anyway.
$500?
Yeah.
Oh, you do enough signs, that's almost worth it, you know.
I wasn't going to say that, but you did. That's okay. I wasn't going to say that.
A little encouragement there.
No, no.
Mama!
Mama!
Did you hear what the boy said today?
You wanted me to listen to this show. Said I might learn something.
Yep.
Oh, and can I borrow $500?
Yeah, and your laptop.
Just in case. Yeah, right. All right, so we've all talked about how we'll never forget that first time that we saw the Alamo, that magic moment. We'd heard about it. We'd read about it.
That's
we'd
right.
seen pictures of it. I mean, after all, because you have to take Texas history in public school. I mean,
I saw it long before that.
Well, I understand. Because
I was moving there.
I understand, but I mean, you know, most of us, I guess it's sixth grade or seventh grade, something like that.
Oh, when we moved from Houston to San Antonio, I told Mom and Dad, that's the first thing I want to see.
And I think almost to a person, the first time they see the Alamo, which is because they've driven by it twice, they go, really?
That's
really?
It. That's it, huh?
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, then you go up and you take your mandatory picture where you make sure that you frame out everything that's next to it. So
yeah, that's not it's, Alamo. Yeah, right.
So you think it's as big as it is on the truck commercials that you see on television.
Yeah, you have them stand out by the street near the cenotaph.
Alamo people, you know, they can't help it if people came in and built big Minger hotels and Josky's department store right next to it. They can't help that.
So that brings up the question, who in fact are the Alamo people? Who takes care of the Alamo?
Oh, it's the Daughters of Texas.
Daughters of the Republic of Texas, and that's about to change.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Because they're not getting along with the state.
Well, they're not, and in fact, the AG is already investigating them. They apparently were.
Yeah, they're a persnickety group.
Well, they were using money in a way that was not necessarily transparent, shall we say. So, as a result, based on legislation that came up in the Senate this week, we may in fact see the Texas General Land Office be the ones who are in charge of the that shrine right there.
Somebody call old Jerry Patterson and tell him to give us some passes.
That's right.
I remember back when they were.
Jerry, we're over in Aggieland.
Right,
we need
Jerry.
Some passes.
Yeah. Yep.
I remember back when they were trying to film that movie, that Viva Max movie, and the production company wanted to do a lot of stuff. And those women got their, you know.
Yeah, they got
a wad.
They got a wad over. They wanted to raise the Mexican flag over the Alamo during the filming of it. And that's when the women put their foot down and said, nope, that ain't going to happen.
Not on my watch.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyhow, so we'll see how all that. And I remember the first time I went through it, I kind of thought it was in ill repair as well. I just didn't think it looked like they were taking care of it. If this, in fact, is the shrine
just
of
needs a little Swiffer mop, you know, that's all you need there. You know.
Yeah, if that stuff smells.
Yeah.
Now, here's something. Now, Chase pointed this out to me, and this is, I think, pretty interesting. For the first time, U.S. Americans 45 and older make up a majority of the voting age population, giving Americans who are older wider influence on elections in the U.S. Again, time ever. Yeah.
Okay. It's just the way you said that out there. You said giving Americans who are older wider influence, because first you said giving Americans who are older wider. influence. You don't have to bring weight into it. Girth does not matter.
Well, hey, we're getting high, you know, we're getting high priced heavyweight gurneys now for the ambulances. So
right.
That's all right. But anyway, broken down by subgroups, older boomers, those would be the ones who are 55 to 64, were the fastest growing group since the year 2000. This is all based on the new census stuff that we've got. That has gone up 43%. Followed by seniors 85 and older, that's gone up 33%. The number of people who were aged 45 to 54 went up 18%. But based on actual voter turnout, which is higher for older Americans, this census data shows that the baby boomers and the seniors, those people, again, who are ages 45 and older, will represent 60% of the voters in national races. So it's kind of a calculated risk, if you will, for the GOP, because after all, they're trying to put together this voting bloc that will accept changes in the Medicare system. I mean, I could see where that could be a dicey situation.
Yeah. Good luck accomplishing that.
Mm-hmm. And as Chase was saying, you know, when he gets into that older age bracket, what will the political bent of the country be then based on what it is now? I mean, how will it be different? 12 states, primarily the fastest growing in the South and the West, Arizona, Utah, Nevada, Georgia, Texas, and North Carolina, had increases of at least one-third in their population groups of 45 and older. And that would be us. And when you continue to think about the idea of the immigration of Hispanics into our state, the Texas of 2010 and 2011, the Texas of 2011 and the Texas of 20 years from now may be very, very different than the way we see it right now. So see how that works out. A Maryland attorney found a loophole that helped him beat a speed camera ticket. Yes. I didn't know they had those in America.
Apparently so.
Got them in Europe, you know. They're big in Europe.
Yeah, we talked about on Monday, I believe it was in Australia or New Zealand. They're all the same.
I'm kidding.
I know.
Yeah.
But it was in one of the overseas countries that there's apparently a pay dispute between the police and the state.
Uh-huh.
And so what the police are doing is they're parking. They're still working, but they're parking their cruisers, say, uh-huh, like 200 or 300 meters,
uh-huh,
ahead of those speed cameras.
Uh-huh.
And so as you get close to the police car, they'll just flash their lights at you and get you to slow down.
Oh.
You want to talk about sticking it to the man.
Interesting.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey, I understand, and excuse me, Chase, if y'all have had this, I do other stuff, but I understand that those plain clothes people are on the corners now here in College
Station.
Well, no,
we had that. Yeah, well, no, we
I knew we said that they were going to be, but I understand they are now.
Yeah, no, we had that they were there. They were in place. So
yeah.
We call it cops on corners.
Cops on
Is
corners?
Is that right?
I don't
huh?
know. Well, just
Sounds
think.
Like a-
We got two we got two great marketing opportunities here.
Yeah.
We got cops on corners and narc out your neighbor. I mean, I believe it is, these are grand times for College Station from a marketing standpoint. I just, you know.
We got to take it up with Sokol when he comes back on Friday.
Do that. And by the way, I'm sure
he'll be thrilled to discuss that with
you. Hope he doesn't run a red light.
We were talking earlier this morning about how in Russia they're now throwing more cell phones into coffins. You know, because they're afraid people will be buried alive. And caller came up with the obvious answer that we missed, which was,
Senior Care, we know.